Mountain biking enthusiasts gathered in Rutland Monday to tout their economic impact and their plans to create a larger trail network. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Rutland's Pine Hill Park covers more than 300 acres, and bikers and hikers love it.
That's one of my favorite places in the city.
Rebecca Mattis is a member of the Rutland City Board of Aldermen, and she's a member of the Pine Hill Partnership, which held its annual meeting Monday.
When I first came to the city of Rutland, Pine Hill Park was one of the first places I went to. And it speaks to not just the beauty of the area, but it speaks to what a small group of people can accomplish when they have a great idea.
Volunteers have created nearly 17 miles of trails and connected to others that stretch to Proctor and Rutland Town. Andrew Shin, president of the Pine Hill Partnership, says ridership and its impact on the community has grown dramatically.
And we're finding in Rutland, based on an economic impact study that we did this summer, the impact was $1.3+ million from tourism and from out of town people coming to ride here and spend money here. It's been great.
The heads of several other trail networks were at Monday's meeting to talk up their own efforts. Seth Westbrook heads the Woodstock Area Mountain Bike Association.
It's growing, and everybody's looking for other places to ride and places to, you know, trying to connect with other networks as much as possible is kind of a big thing within the state right now.
Like the proposed Velamont Trail, which would connect Stowe and Killington and eventually points to the south. While it's still in the planning stages, Westbrook says the idea is gaining traction.
The concept exists already in the Long Trail and the Appalachian Trail and the Pacific Crest Trail. So, you know, the idea is not a new one. Hikers have been doing it for a long time.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.